From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The South American pastoral mood of modern, familiar-sounding Andean panpipes, fashioned from bamboo, represents only a portion of the Andean musical landscape that dates back 2 millennia to pre-Inca civilizations, where the expression of music flourished in praise of heavenly deities. The Andean melodies heard today rise from centuries of colonialism and the migration of peoples from different regions and continents. However, the narrative on Andean music and its more common link to the time of the Inca owes its existence to many cultures that precede the 200-year Inca dynasty. Forged from life in varied agrarian societies, pre-Columbian South American music, used as a sacred art form, served as a platform for direct communication with the celestial world, where worship events honored the pantheon of the divine, closely associated with the landscape and the environment through jubilant celebrations of life and death, rooted in tradition and dominated by wind instruments and percussion. In the beginning, Andean music consisted only of flutes and percussion. Then came the charango guitar, typically fashioned with the shell of an armadillo. This stringed instrument and its variants resulted from the Colombian conquest by the Spanish. Andean music comes from the Incan Empire, and prior to European contact, the genre primarily hailed from 3 countries, Peru, Bolivia, and Argentina. Over the centuries, guitar variations of the Spanish guitar were created. In addition to the charango, the cuatro guitar, and its famous cousin, the trace guitar, were invented. The latter found a welcoming home in Afro-Cuban music, where it still lives and thrives today. When experiencing Andean music, it's common to hear instrumentalists playing large bass drums, snare drums, italaques, a boxed kit of the basic instruments used in performance, and zampoñas. These are pipes of different sizes. Some hold that the traditional presence of large music-making ensembles exists due to an historical belief that a divine supreme being requires it. Andean music, represented by the alluring sounds of bamboo pipes, which have formed a part of the Andean landscape for over 2 millennia, are likely the most recognizable instruments used in Andean music. And though Andean music is a genre that emanated from Andean countries, it has evolved with the use of instruments unique to other countries, with the inclusion of the mandolin, lute, harp, and violin. Time will tell if the ancient sound and instruments of Andean culture will continue to show signs of increased popular appeal, or if the original form will disappear as a result of ever-growing international fusion and the globalization of indigenous music styles. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.